your wife wants you to do something and you don't want to do it, complaining about it is not a good idea because it's just going to lead to arguments and resentment. What you're going to want to do,
take note,
is prove yourself to be grossly incompetent at the task, and she will eventually give up asking you.
Oh, I'll just do it myself.
This task is something that she has a mild obsession with. It's plucking tiny little nearly invisible hairs from her chin. She's worried about becoming like the goat woman.
That's my fear.
That's every woman's fear as they get older, the tiny little hairs that they think the whole world is seeing and noticing and judging them on, but
you don't ever want to sit in direct sunlight when we haven't been fully plucked.
The thing is, I can never see them because most of the hairs, if they're there at all,
well, you're not looking for them.
They're really light colored. And yeah. She was in the bathroom last night and she asked for my help. And I said, okay, fine, I'll be a good guy and I'll help. She's in there with the bright light and the magnifying mirror and the tweezers. And she's just trying to point out where
my nightly routine,
where I need to go in. I need to zero in on this hair. She's saying, it's this hair, right here. I'm like, I can't see the freaking hair. And then finally, after she pointed it out for a couple minutes, I could actually spot a tiny hair. And so I'm getting in there. I'm going underneath.
Sure.
I'm trying to get in from underneath because that's the best way I can see it. I'm holding the tweezers, but I'm also holding her head kind of at an odd angle, which is not...
So you're stretching her neck.
I'm not comfortable.
Making...
She says, you're cutting off the blood flow to my head. You're going to give me a stroke. And I said, but I'm so close.
But I'm getting it. When you have a stroke, you'll look good.
It was the first time I ever noticed one of these chin hairs, and I was so close to it, and she stopped me right in the middle of it because she was worried about dying.
Here, I'll get it.
Or something stupid like that. And that's when she said almost exactly that. So I have a feeling I'm not going to be asked to do that one again.